Blog Talk Radio.
DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. 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 DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real talk. Talk Radio Show.
Conference this week. It is 9:01 in New York City. It's 11:01 in the AM out in Tokyo. Thanks for rocking with us inside the Friday night cipher. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, hit us up. Let us know what went on in your world this week. We want to know what it is. Hey, when we come back, we recap in the week in news and entertainment. We are TM Hyman Radio. We'll be right back.
Yes, and we will be right back.
Like that damn champagne, oh man.
Turn up the flame, burn up the flame, pop in my game. What's my name? What's my name? Ooh-wee, Snoopy, give it to you like they lobby. Life of the party, rocking your body, blowing big bags of that by Molly. Ladies and gents, players and pimps, this is the dish 100%. But you can just shake it and make it and dip it and whop it and pop it and drop it a bit. I left the scene, crisp and clean. CB, BP, GP, Weepy, Sheepy, Reewee, Kiki, Mimi, BB, all of them love me. Wasn't my fault, left your girl with seasoning salt. D-O-double-G, he's the boss, season them off, nice and soft.
Do the right thing, do the right thing, do the right thing, oh.
Do it,
keep
going.
Do the right thing, do the right thing,
do it.
Yeah, and girl,
wait,
if you get naughty, I don't need to keep
it.
Oh, shit.
TM Hyman, Radio Live, your hip-hop informer coming to you live out of Tampa tonight. 05 out in Los Angeles, California. It is the 905 in New York City. Thanks for rocking with us all over the country. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Give it up for Madam CeeLo Tizzy Sunshine Boston. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. How do you do?
Yes, 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 yes. All the way live from Plant City, Florida. Give it up.
Baby, hot baby. Yes, and it was hot today here in Plant City. What's going
hey,
on
no
here? Hyman Radio.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Hey, special thanks to our guests from Wednesday night, Flames and Robert Bozart, talking about prisons and their experience, criminal justice or justice that's criminal. Great shows. Go back and check out those podcasts. If you did not join us Monday or Wednesday of this week, a two-part series, again, prisons, criminal justice or justice that's criminal. Hey, we are recapping the week in news and entertainment tonight inside the Cypher. But first, we have a special guest hanging out with us. Ain't that right, Hot Chocolate?
Yes, sir. Actually, we have a young man out of Philly, Pennsylvania. Shout out to my PA people. And he is a definite hustler, businessman, entrepreneur that is making his own way in a clothing line business slash, are you ready for this? Organic popsicles. That, oh my gosh,
Listen.
I haven't had the chance to actually try one yet, but I'm telling you, TM Hyman Radio listeners, and y'all that know me, y'all know I'm serious about my paper. I'm getting ready to pay some real astronomical shipping prices because it's, you know, dry ice, you're dealing with that type of thing product, to get us our sample here. Because I just cannot have, you know, I can't have everybody else being able to try this and TM Hyman Radio be left out. So, having said that.
Without further ado, go ahead. We need him on now.
Yes, I definitely want to welcome the owner and proprietor of Whimsical, Salim. Welcome to the show.
Welcome. Hey, how you doing?
Welcome.
We would be doing better if we had those popsicles.
Listen, boss, you don't understand. We have already tried to negotiate that, but this young man is talking about he's running into some serious issues with pricing where, you know, it's paper. It's not, you know, your regular standard, you know, postal priority $3.95 or even $11.95 package. It's not overnight shipping for, you know, $28. It's going to cost us some paper to get these popsicles.
Tell us about this product, my friend. Again, welcome to the show.
So it's 100% organic fruit. So basically, you know, you guys can customize your popsicle. You can tell us what fruit you would like, and we're able to make a popsicle with it out of the fruit. So basically, you know, we've been doing it for about, I want to say about 7 months, and within 7 months we didn't touch something for the Obamas at the Chelsea in New York for one of the biggest dinners for the campaign. VH1, they hired me. I did something for Mama D Party. That's a little scrappy mom. I just came back from Paris about 3 weeks ago. I went out there to talk business. Straight from Paris, I went to Atlanta. Came back to Philly for a day, went to Miami, went out Miami for about a week, had some success out there. I met up with Scott Storch and EST. So I was doing stuff with them. And
these whimsicals have actually found their way onto the set of ESPN to people. So, you know.
ESPN, it's spreading like wildfire.
Nice.
We on fire. We're on fire. Even tonight, I'm supposed to be going somewhere down the TLA in Philadelphia, and Wale and them is down there. So they called us to see if they can get some popsicles. He already had I ran into Wale in Atlanta going into some club, and his manager, they knew who I was and asked us if we had popsicles. So, yes, we definitely made a name for ourselves. So right now, basically, what we're trying to do is just become a household name. We actually just was thrown into this business. We was just doing them for our friends. And then, you know, just from our friends, it just turned into just everybody want them. I just got a call from someone in Scotland today. They wanted to see how can I get out there and to talk business. I may go to California this week to go, you know, to talk some business. So, I mean, I had a meeting this week with someone in the NFL. I can't say his name right now, but actually he's supposed to be, you know, helping me, you know, figure things out. Like you were saying with the dry ice, the shipment. So basically you have to ship these popsicles through with dry ice, but, you know, regulations, because dry ice is carbon dioxide. So you have to, you know, it's just basically regulations, and then with 9/11, some restrictions with that too. But,
I don't want to cut you off, all right, but I'm still missing something. I heard organic, I heard fruit, but,
okay.
I mean, is there a special potion? What the hell is in these popsicles?
It's something special, but I can't tell you.
Listen, you say you provided popsicles for Mama D. I know you did it in that order.
So it's so funny because, look, I'm in Philly, right? So it's dead smack in the winter. It's 28 degrees out here. Today I probably sold 335 just today.
Wow.
That's a machine.
Yeah, that's a movement right there. That's not regular.
We do everything with our hands. We do it with our hands. Everything is made with our hands. So I'm looking into some machines and things like that. But like I said, it is very early, young in the business. And we're just bobbing and moving, man. We changed the game of popsicles, man. Like, because last week I was at Sigma Sound. That's like a little studio, the Grassroots. So the Grassroots is basically the Roots, you know, the band. That's their nonprofit. So I go in there, I get the popsicles in. I didn't pass nothing. I sold them inside there, right? I took about 50 popsicles. 50 popsicles went in 10 minutes. And now the owner, he's like, What's up with them popsicles? So, you know, one, they think is alcohol in them, but they're not alcohol in them. Religious reasons why I don't sell popsicles with alcohol in them. But once I sell them to you, I have no, you know, say so what you decide to do.
Right.
Well, let's do this.
Breaking up, boss. We're losing you.
Okay.
You're
doing this by hand. We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back. We're gonna talk about this, what that really looks like, being that you manufacture it by hand. You're tuned to the Mama Radio Live. We'll be right back with our special guest and these popsicles.
Whimsical. Live, your girl Hot Chocolate in the building, Madam CeeLo Boston all the way out of Charlotte, my homeboy T.M. Hyman Live, the general himself, Tampa, Florida, and also our special guest on the line, Salim from Whimsical out of Pennsylvania, Philly, as a matter of fact.
No doubt.
Yeah, I'm here.
No doubt.
Okay.
So, Bo, what does that assembly line look like? How do you manufacture 300 Whimsicals, I mean, and get them sold in one day? How do you make it happen?
So listen, so, you know, we cut fruit, we peel fruit, we place fruit, and whatever we have to place it in. Then we make our own juice. That's what separates me from the next person. Actually, you're able to see the fruit inside this popsicle, so it's not blended. It's not your typical... You know, I don't want to say any names because I don't want to get sued. But any,
I mean, I'm saying, so it's not, it ain't juicy juice. It ain't, you know, high C.
There's no Sunny Delight juice. Even with the popsicle, it's not blended fruit. So it's just, you know, is the fruit that's chunked is cut up, placed in whatever we place it in, you know, and make the popsicle out of it. So basically, you know, our juice is made from us. So it's not. I don't have any worries of Joe Blow trying to make this popsicle because we make this juice and actually all our popsicles are all custom. So you may say you want pineapple, mango, strawberry. The next person may say they want strawberry, pineapple, mango, grape, cherry.
Ooh,
so we have to make that popsicle.
Oh my gosh.
So we have to make that popsicle taste somewhat like all four of those fruits. So it's down to the science, and it's me. I have a business partner. Her name is Tony Simon, and so it's me and her. And you know, I get my nephew to help us at times, and my stepson helps us. So I mean, we're a small company, but we really 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 touch a lot of people. So once we get to wherever we need to get, you know, if it's machines or if it's just getting manpower to touch the masses and the mass produce it, we'll really be cooking. And I mean, some major companies have already heard about us. Whole Foods know about us. They contact somebody that we, you know, that we deal with, Trader Joe's, a couple other companies, I get all types of phone calls from mom and pop corner stores to, you know, some other chains right now. But, you know, basically we so young, so new, we have to be careful with these big companies because what they want to do is take it from us somewhat.
You know,
you know, they don't want to. They don't want to do certain things that we want to do. So, you know, 100%, we gonna control our popsicle, 100%. You know, and that's the way I'm gonna do it, and that's the only way we want to do it.
Celine, can you tell us about the?
Go ahead.
I wanted him to tell us about the clothing piece also, because there's a second part to his.
Oh, okay. So the clothing piece, right? So my brother, his name is Barik Cobb, so you can Google him. He used to own a clothing line called Mesquine. Mesquine is a company that used to use 100% hand paint, you know, all hand painted shirts, all custom. So he used to own this company. So me and him collab, and also his younger brother, Aswad, we collab together. So we made shirts. So a shirt, the bear, it kind of resembles Polo, but it's nothing like the Polo bear. But we dress the bear up so a person can customize the shirt. So they call us, they say, Salim, I want the Jordan number 11s on this bear. I want some army fatigue pants on a bear. I want a shirt that says Hans Ketch. It doesn't matter. Whatever type of shirt you want, an Hermes shirt, you want a YSL T-shirt, you can dress the bear up. But all the bears will have, in one hand, it will have a popsicle resembling to, you know, my company. So when people see that shirt, they say, wow, you dressed that bear up, but why does that bear have a popsicle in his hand? And then, you know, then now we can explain, well, you know, this is a company, whimsical, you know. So we get the attention. It's so funny because this is another thing I can tell you. So actually I did something for a skateboard company in Soho, New York. After we were done with Soho, New York, after we were done with the skateboard company, we went into the Polo store in Soho, New York, and they knew about me with the popsicle, and they knew about us dressing the bear up. 6 months, bro. Within 6 months. And also, I did something with, shout out to Hawk and Dunbar. That's a clothing company in New York. We've been doing business together. They're really, really supportive of my popsicle. They've been supportive of me. They're really, really, they out Vegas right now. Imagine. I was supposed to go out there, but it's so much money in Philly for me right now. Like, it feels like I'm in Miami. It feels like I'm
even while it's 28 degrees, right?
Yeah, it's 23 degrees. They're talking about the snow. It's so funny. When it snows down here, I mean, we didn't get a lot of snow in the city yet, but when it snows down here, we sell more popsicles. It's funny because people are sitting in the house bored and like, well, what am I going to do? So they always call us, and, I mean, it's a blessing. This is definitely a blessing, and we're just going to keep doing it.
And there's no downside to it because it's a healthy, nutritious snack. How can you, you know, how can you go wrong with it?
And it's on board with Michelle Obama's plan. You know, this popsicle is fruit, like you said. There's no sugar added. You know, I was a school counselor, so I sat and talked to kids all day that was obese. And, you know, they were depressed about being obese and things like that. So we figured, look, if we can get kids, you know, to eat popsicles with fruit, we were tricking them somewhat in eating healthy, and they're enjoying it. And then, like we said, with them seeing that fruit, that color, you know, the color of the kiwi, the color of a strawberry, the color of a mango, they want it, man. We probably got 2,000, 3,000 pictures of kids eating this popsicle.
Yeah, the color combinations are beautiful.
It's just a mindset, you know. We thought about, you know, cake and ice cream, you know. So everybody said cake and ice cream. So we're going to get that ice cream out of there. We're going to say cake and whimsical, or we're going to just say whimsical. You don't need cake. You don't need cake at your party to have a whimsical, you know, at your party for the kids. And, you know, from kids to a senior citizen that's in a nursing home who is able to eat this popsicle, a diabetic. We also understand that a person that, you know, may have, that's going through chemotherapy, right? They need antioxidants for their body that helps them.
Right.
So the darker fruits, we're able to put that in the popsicle. Me and Tone, her grandfather, passed away from colon cancer. And my grandma, she's a diabetic. So that's the two, you know, nonprofits that we want to, you know, eventually do business with and, you know, support them and go to a popsicle. Maybe we have plans on just changing the world through this popsicle. It's already coming. It's like I keep saying, the 6 month thing. 6 months, man. It's already where we want to do it, where we want to be, and you know we're seeing the benefits of it already. And even for you guys reaching out to us is a blessing.
Let's talk cost. How much is a whimsical? Can you buy them in packs? Can you buy them in a dozen? How can we pick them up? Do you have websites?
So as far as the website, so we had a website. We released it first day. So many people try to order. Bang. It was too overwhelming for us. So we go back to saying a small company, and then with the obstacle of shipping it out, it costs too much. So we're just trying to figure things out. But a whimsical costs $4 a piece. We don't sell nothing less than 6 at a time. Everyone has to buy 6. It doesn't matter if it's Obama or whoever they think they are. They're going to have to buy 6 to get, because people might call me, can I have one? No getting one.
Right.
Only time a person gets one popsicle from me is if I'm out vending somewhere, or if, you know, if I'm, you know, I might be out vending, or if someone called me and say, Salim, I came from California to taste this popsicle, and I just need one. I'm about to go, you know, it may be, you know, it has to be a rare situation for me to let one of these popsicles go, due to the fact that before, when we first started, we were selling one at a time, but everybody, 5 minutes later, oh, man, bring me 10 back. Bring me 25 of them joints back. So, you know, we just said 6, you know, 6 at a time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're figuring things out right now with even the shipping situation. We're figuring it out. So eventually we'll be where we need to be. And even if we don't have to ship it, you know, refrigerator trucks and things like that, we'll get it to wherever we need to get it to, you know, once we expand our company.
How can our listeners that are close in the area to you get to you? You know, how can they contact you if they want to taste or purchase whimsical?
Okay, so the phone number that everyone calls is 484-769-5548. Again, that's 484-769-5548. Or you guys can email us at sales@mywhimsical.com. Our website is mywhimsical.com. So mywhimsical.com.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Our special guest tonight, the owner of Whimsical. Wow, this is powerful right
I'm
now.
I'm going to get
time.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's Friday, February 22nd, 2013. Tonight inside the Cypher, the recap of the week in news and entertainment with our special guest, Brother Salim. Hey, he's the owner of a company that's setting trends, breaking records out the box. The company's 7 months old. It's called Whimsical. And, man, he's making it happen.
Doing it.
No doubt. No.
Hey, I'm going to get these Whimsicals for us, bruh. I'm telling you, within the next week, we will be eating Whimsicals.
Well, that sounds amazing. I got you
covered, Kizzy, baby. I got you covered. Don't even worry.
I may have to go up to Philly myself.
Nah, son. Oh, well, if you're going to get them, then that'll definitely save me on the shipping costs that I'm going to pay, and I'll just put it in your gas tank. That'll work out better.
I know that.
My question for you, Brother Salim, is how did the idea come about?
Okay, so like I said, I have a business partner. Her name is Tone Simon. So Tone, she was making it for her kids, and she just pulled me along. She said, you know, she told me, she said, Salim, I have something that your grandmother can eat. My grandmother is always sick. She's a diabetic, you know. She's in and out of the hospital. She was in a nursing home recovering at a point. So she called me, she said, Salim, you know, I have something for your grandmother that she can eat, you know, and it won't raise her blood sugar, won't, you know, raise it too high for insulin levels and things like that. So she sent me the picture. I said, whoa, this thing crazy. I said, wow, I never saw this. This is amazing. And then, you know, we just sat down, we started talking, and she said, you know, I'll let her bring you aboard. And me just understanding that fruit, and then, you know, like I said, I was a school counselor, me sitting talking to kids that's obese and, you know, just seeing people eating unhealthy, I had an idea. I said, you know what, I'm going to turn it up. I said, you know, when you have a drive, motivation, you know, I'm Muslim, so, you know, we look at it like Allah is going to always guide us in the right place, in the right direction. So I say I just had Allah behind me, and I said, look, I'm going to turn it up. I'm going to do something different, epic, with a popsicle. So I'm going to go into, you know, I don't really like the hanging nightclubs and things like that, but I'm going to market it to these clubs. We're going to market it to the schools, and we're going to market it to, you know, people in videos and fashion shows and walking down the runways. And we're going to do, you know, a lot of things differently from just a normal popsicle company, you know.
Didn't I see a shot of a Whimsical in the Meek Mill video?
Yeah, well, he was holding it. He was holding it. He held it in his hand before him and Stellan Sims video. But we actually were just talking to a major, major clothing company that we're trying to figure something out for Fashion Week in New York and Fashion Week in Miami for them to walk down the runway. We still, you know, and talk with them. And hopefully things will go through for us. But we've been doing like little photo shoots. I'm actually shooting a documentary, the popsicle. Me and my partner, we're doing that. I talked to someone this week that's doing something big in the city. He's opening up something in the city, and I know definitely I'll be there when I met up with the Roots at Jimmy Kimmel show. Me and Quest and me and Black Thought was talking, so maybe I might do something for their picnic. So it's just like, you know, young company, they're just trying to, you know, just have everything in line so we can produce it. You know, if 1,000 people want it right now, you know, 1,000 people get it right now. See, the way that we're doing it now, you have to place an order, you'll get your popsicle within 1 or 2 days, depending on the demand. But listen, when I sat and talked to someone, I said, man, sometimes it's just overwhelming. It's a lot of business. You know, I can't fulfill it at times. And they said, that's a good thing. So, you know, you adapt. And, you know, just like you thought a different way to get people to eat a popsicle, to be talking about you from a popsicle. I walk in the airport, and people know who I am. I got off that plane when I was in Paris. And this guy said, aren't you that guy off of Facebook with that popsicle?
Wow.
You know, so it's really, really a blessing. Even for, you know, my stepson or even my daughters, right? You know, we out and people are like, hey, Lean, you know, keep it going with that popsicle. Or, you know, from Marsha Ambrosius eating a popsicle to, you know, just a regular person eating a popsicle, and everybody like, yo, this is a positive movement, and things like that. It's just amazing. It's like surreal, the feeling that I have at time with a popsicle and fruit, and I enjoy doing what I do. And, you know, this popsicle was.
So hit us up with your contact information again, man. How can people contact you to get to place an order if they wanted to?
Okay, so you can call me at 484-769-5548. Again, that's 484-769-5548. You can email us at sales@mywhimsical.com. Or you can go on to our webpage, is mywhimsical.com. So mywhimsicle.com.
Are you on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, anything?
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, Facebook.
So Instagram is @_whimsical. And you can also follow my personal page on Instagram, and this is Twitter too. @GoodDeed, GoodDeedSalim. So it's @GoodDeedSalim.
And you on Facebook?
And
right?
Our Facebook is Whimsical Pops.
No doubt. Bro, yeah. I say to you, congratulations, man. You know, feel free to stop past this program, man. We got people listening all over the world. So, I mean, you are already international. So, hey, we just want to be down with you. You know what I'm saying?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. I get on that plane, man. I definitely get on that plane. Like, if you guys are ever having something big and, you know, you need some whimsicals there. And, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, this is art. So it's food art. You know how they say, you know, play therapy for kids, right? No one ever thought about food therapy. So even with some tragedy things that have been happening in the city with you know, some certain things in Philly or, you know, just all over the world, you know, when we hear, you know, a kid I forgot the name of the school that the guy shot off some kids and things like that. I was trying to
Newtown. That was Newtown.
Yeah, Newtown, right? You know, I wanted
Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Yeah, Sandy Hook. So I wanted to get the contact information, you know, to give those kids popsicles, to just make them smile and things like that. Eventually, we'll be able to touch them. I'll be able to get to them. Things like that. So, like you said, it's just like I don't have a, like me, I'll get on that plane. No one has to pay for, I will get on that plane, I'll pay for the plane ticket, and I'll come out. Just that's how much we're passionate about this popsicle. So I love
bro,
it.
You are an inspiration to many, man. In a time where, you know, there's devastation, you know, people are broke, people are busted, people are discouraged. Mm-hmm. I think you are an example that at the end of the day, regardless of what's going on, you got to take control of your destiny and you got to rise above. Thank you for joining us tonight, bro. Again, you know,
thank you, Salim.
You can come back anytime. Anytime.
Okay.
Hey, yo, this is the new J. Cole, everybody. It's called Rise Above. When we come back, we're going to get into hip hop entertainment news for the week. Team Hino Radio Live. J. Cole, Rise Above.
Let's go.
You got to. She had a little daughter with her, it was cold out. She said, I hate this motherfucker, then she rolled out. He ain't answering his phone, she yells, what the fuck? Then told her daughter, buckle up, yeah, that's for safety. She been stressing lately, cause this nigga she done been with for the past 2 years. It's not a current reason for her last few tears. She text him, sex back. When she see him, she be trying sex him, sex back. His heart be on jet black. She call him, call back. All he say is fall back. Nigga just need his space. So she headed to his place. Cause she just got a call from her homegirl, Rhonda. Who said he be creeping, he been fucking with Yolanda. Yolanda? Yeah, girl, Yolanda. Told you he ain't shit, but you ain't listen. I was trying to click. Hung up that phone and hop right up in that Honda. Headed to his crib, she said she fed up with this shit. Thought this time this was the one, thought I got better at this shit. Picking out Mr. Right, stick it out through the fights and long nights. For what? These niggas is all alike. She gon' set it off, her daughter gon' witness it all tonight. Damn. You got to. She say she just finished school, could barely pay tuition. Now she teaches 7th grade, trying to make a difference. Hey, but the kids frustrate her, say that they don't listen. Her ass like that, how the fuck they supposed to pay attention? I'm fucking with you, but for real, she say they hopeless. A class full of jokesters, creating all the obstacles. Impossible to focus, little niggas barely read. Try to give them what they need, and they don't even try. One little boy, he caught her eye, cause he looked just like a brother. She be having to call his mother, but she act like she don't care. What father, he ain't here. Now she frustrated, thinking that she just made a mistake of her life. Underpaid, be having a waitress at night. 6 years of college, down the drain. Drinking, trying to drown the pain. Party with a girl, feeling sorry for the world. Cause ain't no hope for the youth. Well, ain't that the truth? When all your role models either rapping or they hoop. Damn. You got two. We got two.
Hot chocolate in the building, TM Hyman Radio Live. We're back. That was our homeboy, J. Cole, Rise Above, Cole World. Got the general, TM Hyman, on the line as well. CeeLo Boston's not feeling good. Sorry, boo-boo. We hope you feel better, Kizzy. We love you. We love you.
Oh, now, hey, big up to Brother Salim, man. Is it Salim or Celine? Man, that is one of the most unique. I've heard about people doing things with ice in the past. I mean, you know, there's a company here that's called Slush World. Young African American doing pretty good here in Tampa. But I love to hear people just innovate, innovate. And it sounds like he's making it happen. So big up to Whimsicles.
Yeah.
It you know what, that sounds like something that I need, though, because, you know, I don't eat as it is. So, eat all the nutrients.
That would be good for you. That would be good for you. Okay, so listen, I'm not going to make you wait any longer. Back to entertainment, what's been going on, hot topics during the week. On Wednesday. Yeah, shots fired. Give it to me.
You know I got to.
I'm waiting.
I got to
wait for
it.
Hold on, wait for it. I got some stuff for y'all. Now, there was so much going on, oh my goodness, this week, from, you know, the unfortunate incident where the man struck the child on the plane after calling him a racial slur. We're going to talk about that a little later. Lil Wayne going off.
I wanted to come through the TV on that one.
Oh, yeah. But see, like I was saying to one of my girlfriends, it sparked a good conversation between us and how we really feel, because she asked me if I felt as though the man who struck the child was a racist. And, of course, I said yes. Like, he called him a racial slur. He struck him. Like, you don't even know that woman to be hitting her child like that. So, yes, I very much so felt like as though he was a racist. But she didn't agree with that. She felt as though he was more prejudiced than a racist. But to me, there's a thin line. To me, you're prejudiced until you act on that prejudice that you have in a violent or a verbally violent manner towards the person that you're prejudiced towards. So, like I said,
I don't see a difference in it I don't see a difference between being racist and being prejudiced. Because, I mean, you can, yes, okay, fine. Yeah, okay, I get it now.
Never
mind.
Well, no, the difference to me is that you act on your feeling. If you're prejudiced and you don't like something and you keep it to yourself and you mumbling under your breath, that's one thing. But when you go to hurt someone else physically or verbally or however, when you're not keeping it to yourself anymore, that's when it becomes an act of racism to me.
Okay, I can get with that.
Right, that's why I was like, never mind, because I was like,
yeah,
okay,
but that's just my opinion. And like I said, I never would have thought that my friend felt that way. I thought we were, you know, both on the same bus. And to me, listen, and don't get me wrong, I have friends of every nationality span in my family have dealt with over my years of life, and I'm going to quit saying how old I am on the air. But back to what I was saying, I think there is a level of racism in all of us, and it took the conversation that I had with her to admit that even about myself. And I feel like
was she of a different persuasion?
No. I don't want to make a whole thing. It's my friend that you met when we did All Star Weekend in Orlando.
Okay, good. Big up, T.
Hey.
You put her on black.
I mean, I was trying to like get her to call in on the line and talk about it. She said she would. Maybe she changed her mind, but you know, I encourage all of the people that I know to call in and tell how they really feel.
She wants to say your friend. She ain't calling in.
No, I mean, and we did. It got very spirited. I'm not going to say heated. We didn't get mad at each other. But I think to me, the more spirited part came from me not believing that my African-American friend didn't feel the same way I did about the event. Her perspective was that she felt that man was prejudiced. He wasn't racist, even if he used the racial slur. But I just could not cram to understand that.
Oh, okay. So, all right. So she's pretty much trying to say that because he prejudged that the child was of
an African-American.
Ignorant persuasion, because he said he called it the N-word.
He did.
So, but
that's not how he meant it, but right, okay. He didn't mean it by the textbook meaning.
Right, if we're going to be literal about it, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, you might have prejudged that the child came from ignorance and that instructing the mother what to do, because she's also ignorant.
We got to pause on this because I got to make sure that we've colored the background for those who may not really understand.
Yes. This was
a Caucasian woman
with a mixed child that was adopted.
It's an interracial baby. So
yes.
I'll say that I saw the child, and so you could tell that the child was black.
Right.
Okay. He was a very light skinned child,
but you could tell he was not all white.
And his hair was clearly that of an African American.
Right.
But again, the child was with a Caucasian woman. Okay.
Right.
So I just want to make sure that we understood the big picture.
Right.
And also the man that hit the child was a Caucasian man.
Right, and he had, previous to hitting the child, antagonized the mother because they're sitting next to each other on the plane. It's apparently a packed flight, and there's not a lot of places you can go on a plane to get away from someone. So he's antagonizing this woman and calling her an N-word lover because of the interracial child. So he keeps – and he's inebriated beyond belief. So – she asks to, you know, get up and stretch her legs, and she goes to the rear of the plane until the plane gets ready to prepare for descent because she was just trying to get some space between her and the man. She did not want to go back and sit there. And all of this took place during descent where she could not escape him anymore. And the baby is crying, which is why he says, shut that N-word baby up or child up, and then strikes the child.
And so
that couldn't have been my mama.
Just to expedite this and be done with this story, when the plane lands, he's arrested. God bless you.
And he loses his job.
Good job.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But he was like on some kind of a committee, wasn't he?
He actually was the vice president of an outsourced aeronautical company. He didn't lose a rank and file job. He lost some serious paper.
I didn't see more.
Yeah. So on to Lil Wayne, who backtracks a little bit and apologizes for talking reckless, but he does not apologize to Chris Bosh's wife. Now, very quickly, for those who may have been under a rock somewhere, Lil Wayne goes on a tangent during NBA All-Star Weekend last weekend in Houston at a club, and because he supposedly has been banned from all NBA games, he gets the crowd hyped up, and they're chanting F the NBA, F LeBron James, F – what did he call – he called him something else, Wade, but it wasn't Wade. It was something out of his name, and F Chris Bosh as well. Oh, and he said he F'd Chris Bosh's wife. So – He says he's not sorry for saying he banged Chris Bosh's wife, claiming his only regret from All-Star Weekend rant was insulting his homie, LeBron James. Now, how Chris Bosh's wife gets thrown into the fold, that was my little secret tidbit of information that I've been holding since Wednesday. Word on the street is, now I ain't one to gossip, so you ain't heard it from me. However, before Chris and Adrian Bosh got married, apparently she was a popular video vixen in the Atlanta area, you know, entertaining several rapper, athlete, you know, celebrity-type young men. She encounters Lil Wayne. We're going to call it Smash because that's what he generally does. And she cooks up a scheme to get him to believe that she has cancer and that she needs treatment that she cannot afford. Weezy, in turn, gives her the money for this said cancer treatment, and poof, she disappears.
Oh, my gosh.
So that little rant was from Boo Boo Who Scorned. Shout out Tucci, because he's a little ticked off about that.
I ain't got no words.
Oh, Negro, you got some words.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Negro, you got some worries.
That also explains why Chris Bosh hasn't responded yet either.
Absolutely.
I haven't heard anything.
I have my own theories about Chris Bosh, but I'm going to keep them to myself.
Let me say this.
And so
we'll say it.
You don't have to say it, but I saw a picture recently of All-Star Weekend where the MVP was awarded his award from the game. And Chris Bosh was sitting off on the side staring at a dude. So the caption is like, what is he staring at? And unfortunately, it looked like Chris Bosh was staring at MVP's cakes.
I have seen so many variations of that photograph with different captions under it that I cannot even breathe anymore. But what's funny is he always gets caught looking like that, even if he's not what we're trying not to say he is. He always gets caught with that look on his face, like he wants to eat you up, but he's not looking at any women.
He had that old tasty cake look in his eye.
he got that. How you doing?
You know what?
Okay, real quick, because I know we're running low on time. It's a really, really wonderful feel-good story that I saw on the news actually this afternoon. Shout out to the CBS Evening News. But, and I know I'm going to catch a lot of flack for saying this, I represent Virginia all the time. However, I was born in El Paso, Texas. So shout out to El Paso. And this story actually involves Coronado High School Thunderbirds in El Paso, Texas, and a young man by the name of Mitchell Marcus. Mitchell is a young man who had a lot of developmental problems growing up. He's in his senior year of high school, and he's the manager on the basketball team. So the coach of the basketball team feels so strongly about Mitchell and his work ethic and just how, you know, driven he's been to be a part of the team that he secretly is planning to give him, you know, his dream for him to suit up and, you know, sit on the bench. But the coach is actually thinking beyond this, and he put Mitchell in the game for, like, probably the last minute and 40 seconds. And the video is on CBS Evening News. Definitely go check it out. It is a tearjerker, I'm telling you. But the kick to it is Mitchell misses every shot that his teammates set up for him. In the last few seconds of the game, the opposing team has the ball. Mitchell is close to the baseline where the young man is getting ready to inbound the ball. The young man on the opposing team, who is also a senior and a star on that team, calls Mitchell, throws him the ball, and allows him to make a shot. Oh, my God, I cried big Oprah crocodile, ugly tears. It was so touching.
Awesome.
Can we find this thing?
Awesome. CBS Evening News, and it's the headline of the story is Act of Sportsmanship Gives Texas High Schooler Shot at Glory.
Oh.
Hey, we got a few minutes left in the show. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live.
Yep.
already got to tell her again. And if she wants to, she can just bring a friend. When she give it to me, I'ma kill up like a murderer. Now what's the plan now? Wind it to your gem now. Girl, I'm just saying now, give me, yeah now. Oh, she will fan now, tell them how I ran down. So tell your friends how I made you say, ooh, damn, wow.
I'm hearing it getting a little quiet from, you know, our people who are supposed to be enjoying and celebrating and educating themselves even more this month. Get your fire back up, people. Let's go.
Get it up. Ladies, take us home. Let's get out of here.
Hey, whatever you do, do it well.
Yep. Holla at me. Very Hot Chalk on Twitter. Regina757 on Instagram. We're still looking for that music. Regina Smith on Facebook. For those that don't know me otherwise, hit me up.
Yeah,
we out. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Have a great weekend.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk.
Talk radio show.
TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk radio show.